We want to welcome you to our last and final session on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wijeng sumping kasaderek dina sesi terakhir kahirupan supraalami sareng nyageurkeun ngalangkungan anugerah Roh Suci.
In this lesson 10, we're going to be talking about the laying on of hands.
Pengajaran ke-10, urang bade ngabahas ngeunaan numpangkeun panangan.
Powerful things happen when we in obedience lay hands on one another.
Hal pinukawasa kajantanan waktos urang tiasa taat numpangkeun panangan piligenti.
A real and tangible impartation happens.
Hiji impartasi anu nyata sareng bukti kajantanan.
The laying on of hands makes a point of contact for the power of God to flow.
Numpangkeun panangan ngajantenkeun awal kontak supados kawasa Allah ngalir.
I call it the law of contact and transmission.
Abdi nyebatkeun hukum kontak dina pangiriman kawasa Allah.
It's like getting two hot wires together.
Ieu sapertos ngahijikeun kabel panas bareng.
So the power of God can flow.
Janten kawasa Allah tiasa ngalir.
Jesus said in Mark 16:18, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yesus ngadawuh dina Markus 16 ayat 18, ana leungeun dipake nyabak nugering-nugeringna teh terus sageur.
I love to minister healing by the laying on of hands.
Abdi resep nyageurkeun ku numpangan panangan.
When we lay our hands on the sick and turn on the switch of faith, powerful things happen.
Waktos urang numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi gering sarta muter tombol iman, hal-hal luar biasa.
In the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 1 and 2.
Dina pasal genep kitab Ibrani ayat 1 sareng 2.
Hebrews 6, 1 and 2.
Ibrani genep ayat 1 sareng 2.
It's talking about some of the foundational truths of the Word of God.
Ieu nyarios ngeunaan sababaraha bebeneran dasar dawuhan Allah.
The elementary principles, the foundational truths of God's Word.
Prinsip dasar bebeneran ti dawuhan Allah.
And it mentions that the laying on of hands is one of these foundational doctrines.
Disebut yen numpangkeun panangan teh salah sahiji doktrin dasar.
You know, in the Old Testament, on the Day of Atonement.
Caderek terang dina perjanjian lawas dinten pentahbisan.
Aaron the high priest would take and lay both of his hands on the head of a scapegoat.
Arung iman agung bade numpangkeun panangan dina hulu mehideung.
And he would confess the iniquities and the transgressions of the people onto the head of that goat.
Anjeunna bade ngangkeun kasalahan-kasalahan umat Israel ku hulu embe.
It was a picture of Jesus Christ bearing our sins away.
Ieu teh hiji gambaran Yesus Kristus nguburkeun dosa-dosa urang.
But there was a tangible impartation to the laying on of the hands of the high priest onto the head of that goat.
Tapi impartasi bukti ngalangkungan numpangkeun panangan Imam Agung ka hulu embe.
In Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9.
Dina Ulangan pasal 34 ayat 8.
Deuteronomy 34:9.
Ulangan 34 ayat 8.
We see that the spirit of wisdom was transferred to Joshua.
Urang ningali yen anugrah hikmat ditransfer ka Yosua.
It says, now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him.
Dicarioskeun Yosua bin Nun pinuh ku roh kawijaksanaan lantaran Musa tos numpangkeun panangan ka luhureunana.
When Moses laid his hands on Joshua,
waktos Musa numpangkeun panangan ka Yosua,
the same spirit of wisdom that was on Moses was imparted into Joshua.
Roh kawijaksanaan anu sami nu aya di Musa dipelakeun ka Yosua.
Powerful things happen through the laying on of hands.
Hal nu luar biasa kajantenan ngalangkungan numpangkeun panangan.
In Acts chapter 19 verse 6,
dina Kisah Rasul pasal 18 ayat 6.
This and many other references we see that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was imparted to the laying on of hands.
Jeur nu sanesna nuduhkeun ka urang yen baptisan Roh Suci dipelakeun ngalangkungan numpangkeun panangan.
In Acts 19:6 it says, And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Dina Kisah Para Rasul 18 ayat 6. Dicarioskeun yen waktos Paulus numpangkeun panangana, teras turun Roh Suci kaluhureun aranjeunna sarta ngawitan aranjeunna nyarios dina basa roh sarta bernubuat.
Many times we minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit by laying on of hands.
Dering urang ngalayanan baptisan Roh Suci sareng numpangkeun panangan.
But sometimes, as with Peter in the house of Cornelius, when he was just speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on him.
Tapi kadang saperos Petrus di bumi Cornelius, waktu anjeunna nembe nyarios Roh Suci lungsur ka aranjeunna.
Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:6.
Paulus nyarat ka Timotius dina 2 Timotius 1 ayat 6.
2 Timothy 1:6.
2 Timotius 1 ayat 6.
Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Kulantaran eta dielingan kanggo ngobarkeun karunia Allah nu aya di maneh ku numpangkeun panangan luhureun maneh.
Something real and tangible was imparted to the laying when Paul laid his hands on Timothy.
Anu nyata sareng bukti dipelakeun waktos Paulus numpangkeun panangan ka Timotius.
In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22.
Dina 1 Timotius pasal 5 ayat 22.
Paul wrote this to Timothy.
Paulus nyerat ka Timotius.
Do not lay your hands on anyone hastily.
Tongga gancangan anjeun numpangkeun panangan.
We should not be hasty in laying hands upon another for the recognition or the impartation into the ministry.
Urang teu sakedahna numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi sanes pikeun pangakuan atanapi impartasi kalebet pelayanan.
Paul wrote to the Thessalonians that we are to know those that labor among us.
Paulus nyarat ka jamaah di Tesalonika yen urang kedah wano aranjeun di nu ngadamel di antawis urang.
We're not to do it hastily. We are to take very seriously the laying on of hands.
Urang teu ngadamel buru-buru, urang kedah serius dina hal numpangkeun panangan.
Jesus ministered healing to the laying on of hands.
Yesus nyageurkeun ngalangkungan numpangkeun panangan.
In Mark chapter 1 verse 40 and 41.
Dina Markus pasal 1 ayat 40 sareng 41.
Mark chapter 1, 40 and 41.
Markus pasal 1 ayat 40 sareng 41.
A leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him.
Jalmi nu udur kusta dongkap ka Yesus sarta bari sideku dipayuneunana nyuhunkeun bantosan.
If you're willing, you can make me whole.
Upami anjeun kersa tiasa nyageurkeun abdi.
Oh, I used to ask that question, Lord, if it's your will.
Abdi tiasa ngajukeun patarosan Gusti upami ieu teh pangersa Gusti.
Your will, Lord, make me whole.
Upami ieu pangersa anjeun Gusti
tegeuskeun abdi. Jesus removed all doubt. He says, I'm willing.
Yesus nyingkirkeun kacangcayaan anjeunna nyarios.
I am willing, be thou made whole.
Heug arek janten anjeun tahir.
Aren't you glad it's his will above all things that we'd prosper and be in health?
Moal senang yen pangkersana teh, yen urang bade sejahtera sarta sehat.
But the leper said, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
Tapi jalmi kusta eta nyarios, upami anjeun kersa anjeun tiasa nyarios.
Now, a leper was unclean.
Ya urang kusta teu cageur.
Very contagious disease.
Penyawat nu tepaan.
If it had been me, I'd say, I think I'll send the word and heal him.
Upami abdi Yesus abdi mikir bari ngucapkeun sakecap
sarta nyageurkeun. I just step back a little bit and send the word and heal him.
Abdi mundur sakedik ka pengker sarta ngucapkeun sakecap sarta nyageurkeun.
But notice what Jesus did.
Tapi perhatosan naon anu ku Yesus dipidamel.
Jesus was moved with compassion.
Yesus tergerak ku kanyaah.
Do you know there's a difference between God's compassion and human sympathy?
Saderek terang aya perbedaan antawis welas asih sareng simpati manusia.
Sympathy says, oh, I feel so sorry for you.
Simpatinya eta abdi karunya ningali saderek.
Oh, you poor dear, I feel so sorry.
Oh, saderek, abdi sakit tungaraos karunya.
That's an emotion of the soul.
Eta teh hiji perasaan jiwa.
But the compassion of God is something that happens in the spirit.
Tapi waras asih teh hiji hal anu kajantenan di lebet roh urang.
It's the divine flow of God's love.
Ieu teh aliran kawasa ilahi Allah.
It comes by the Holy Spirit through our spirit.
Nu asalna ti roh suci ngalangkungan roh urang.
Many times we're drawn to people and ministering to people by just the divine flow of God's love reaching out to them.
Remen urang ditarik jalmi ngalayanan jalmi. Kuluran panangan disarengan hiji aliran kasih ilahi.
Jesus was so moved with compassion to that leper man.
Yesus digerakkeun ku welas asih ka jalmi kusta eta.
He put out his hand and he touched him.
Anjeunna ngulurkeun panangan sarta anjeunna ngajamah.
I have laid hands on many lepers in India and Africa.
Abdi tos numpangkeun panangan ka seueur jalmi kusta di India di Afrika.
Without fear.
Tanpa rasa sieun.
Just moved with compassion and Jesus reached out and touched him.
Dan digerakkeun ku welas asih sarta Yesus ngulurkeun pananganna sarta ngarampa.
Because Jesus wanted to release that dynamite power that was in him to flow into that leper.
Lantaran Yesus hoyong ngaleupaskeun kawasa dinamit nu aya di lebet jalmi kusta ieu.
He said, I'm willing.
Sarta anjeunna nyarios ka abdi.
I am willing.
Abdi hoyong.
Be cleansed.
Dibersihkeun.
Be made whole.
Ditahirkeun.
And immediately that leper was cleansed.
Engal-engal jalmi kusta eta ditahirkeun.
In Mark chapter 5 verse 41 and 42.
Dina Markus pasal 5 ayat 41 sareng 42.
Jesus was on his way with Jairus to raise his daughter from the dead.
Yesus nuju dina perjalanan ka Yairus.
When he got to the house, the first thing he did was put out all the scoffers and unbelievers.
Baktos anjeunna dugi ngawitan teh ngusir para pengejek sarta jalmi nu teu persanten.
Many times when we go to minister healing,
pisan waktos urang angkat nyageurkeun.
We have to get the scoffers and the unbelievers out of the room.
Urang kedah ngusir para pengejek sarta jalmi anu teu pertanten kaluar ti rohangan.
When Jesus went to his hometown of Nazareth, he could do no mighty works because of the doubt and unbelief.
Waktu Yesus pulang ka kota asalna sarta henteu percaya.
Faith cannot operate in an atmosphere of doubt and unbelief.
Iman teu tiasa beroperasi di nucang caya sareng teu percaya.
Many times we'll be laying on our hands on the sick.
Sering urang bade numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi udur.
The power of God will be flowing.
Kuasa Allah bade ngalir.
Do you just feel that power flowing?
Sadarekeun ngaraoskeun yen kawasa ngalir.
And all of a sudden we lay hands on someone.
Sareng ngadadak urang numpangkeun panangan ka hiji jalmi.
Power of God just comes back on us.
Kuasa Allah mulang deui ka urang.
It's like we just laid our hands on a brick wall.
Ieu saperos urang numpangkeun panangan urang ka tembok bata.
The power of God cannot flow without an unbelief.
Kuasa Allah teu tiasa ngalir karena karaguan atawa ketidakpercayaan.
When Jesus got to Jairus' house.
Janten waktu Yesus dugi ka bumi Yairus.
The first thing he did is get the doubt and unbelief out of the room.
Hal mimiti nu pidamel nyaeta ngusir jalmi anu karaguan sareng nu teu percanten.
His daughter now had died and she's laying there, she's dead.
Ayeuna putrina tos maot sarta anjeunna ngagoler di dinya.
So he got all the mourners out.
Anjeunna miwarang sadaya nu ngalayat keluar.
Took the believers in.
Nyandak jalmi-jalmi percanten kalebet.
He took the child by the hand.
Anjeunna nyepeng panangan putri eta.
That was the laying on of hands.
Ya panangan nu ditumpangkeun.
A point of contact.
Hiji usaha pikeun ngayakeun kontak.
Oh, see, Brother Gil, I thought laying on a hands is always on head.
Kaderek Gil, abdi mikir numpangkeun panangan sok diluhureun mastaka.
No, there just has to be a point of contact.
Henteu ngan pikeun ngayakeun kontak.
He wanted to release that dynamite power that was within him to flow in, the resurrection power, the life-giving power to flow in to Jairus' daughter.
Anjeunna hoyong ngaleupaskeun kawasa dinamit nu aya di dirina supados ngalir kawasa ngagugahkeun masihan hirup putri Yairus.
And so he said to her,
took
her by the hand.
Waktu anjunannya pengpanangan.
Talitakumai.
Talitakum.
Which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise.
Artina, hey, budak. Abdi nyarios ka anjun, hudang.
Little girl, I say to you, arise.
Gadis alit, abdi nyarios ka anjun, hudang.
Oh, you speak to a corpse?
Oh, anjun nyarios ka mayat.
I tell you, the resurrection power of God, the dynamite power of God was in Jesus.
Abdi masihan terang kawasa Allah ngagugakeun kawasa dinamit aya di leuweut
Yesus. Jesus knew that the only way to turn on that switch of faith and let it flow was by speaking words out of his mouth.
Yesus terang pikeun ngahurungkeun tombol iman sareng ngantepkeun kawasa ngalir teh ku ngucapkeun sareosan tinu baham.
And he spoke to that little girl laying there dead on that bed.
Anjeunna nyarios ka gadis alit anu ngagoler maot di luhur ranjang.
Little girl, I say to you, arise.
Gadis alit, abdi nyarios ka anjeun hudang.
And immediately the girl arose and walked.
Sarta buru-buru anak eta gugah sarta mapa.
For she was 12 years of age.
Umurna 12 tahun.
And they were overcome with great amazement.
Daya nu aya kaget.
We're receiving more and more reports of people being raised from the dead all over the world.
Abdi nuju nampi langkung seueur laporan ti jalmi-jalmi nu digugahkeun tinu maot di alam
Jesus
dunia.
Jesus raised people from the dead.
Yesus ngagugahkeun jalmi-jalmi tinu maot.
He broke up every funeral he ever attended.
Anjeunna ngagagalkeun pemakaman nu pernah disumpingan.
And Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also.
Yesus nyarios pagawean ku kami dipigawe pek digawe.
But he did it by the laying on of hands.
Tapi mana migawena ku numpangkeun leungeun.
By turning on that switch of faith.
Kumuter tombol iman.
And letting the power of God flow.
Nyantep kawasa Allah ngalir.
And immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age.
Budak teh hudang sareng mapah lantaran umurna tos 12 taun.
And they were overcome with amazement.
Tada jalmi nu aya kaget.
In Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 33.
Dina Markus pasal 7 ngawitan ayat 33.
There was a man that was deaf and had a speech impediment.
Aya nu torek sarta pireu.
And the man's faith was that if Jesus put his hands on him, he would be healed.
Iman pamegat eta upami Yesus numpangkeun panangan ka manehna bari sadurus.
So Jesus put his finger in his ears.
Yesus ngalebetkeun ramona kana cepilna.
And he spit and touched his tongue.
Anjeunna nyiduh sarta ngarampal eta jalmi eta.
Why did he do that?
Anjeunna milamal eta.
He wanted to get the power in the part of the body that needed healing.
Anjeunna hoyong nampi kawasa di bagian badan anu dibutuhkeun kasageuran.
He wanted to get the power of God to flow directly into the part of the body that needed healing.
Anjeunna hoyong nampi kawasa Allah ngalir langsung ka lebet bagian badan anu merlukeun.
So, sometimes we lay hands on the head.
Kadang-kadang abdi numpangkeun panangan di luhureun sirah.
But sometimes we do like Jesus.
Kadang-kadang abdi ngadamel sapertos Yesus.
We put our fingers in the ears or on the part of the body that needs healing.
Abdi ngalebetkeun ramo abdi kana cepil atanapi bagian anu hoyong dicageurkeun.
He just spit and touched the tongue.
Anjeunna nganyiduh sareng ngarampal eta.
Then he looked up in the heaven and he sighed and he
lajeng bari tangga ka langit Yesus narenghap.
And he said, Epaphra,
karta ngadawuh ka anjeunna Epata.
Be open.
Muka.
Have you ever noticed the long spiritual prayers of Jesus?
Pernah teh sadayak merhatoskeun doa Yesus nu rohani sarta panjang?
Oh God.
Oh Allah di sawarga.
Oh, we ask you in the name of Jesus.
Kami nyuhunkeun di lebet jenengan Yesus.
You know you can pray yourself out of faith.
Saderek terang tiasa nanada nyalira tanpa iman.
Jesus said, be open.
Yeus ngadawuh, muka.
And immediately his ears were open.
Tartaengal cepil-cepilna muka.
And the impediment of his tongue was loose and he spoke plainly.
Ireuna leungit sareng anjeunna tiasa nyarios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we minister healing to the sick.
Janten waktos urang nyageurkeun jalmi udur.
First of all, we need to find out what the need is.
Awalna urang kedah neangan naon kabutuhanna.
We can operate either by the operation of the gift of the word of knowledge and the gift of the word of wisdom.
Urang tiasa beroperasi hadeku ngoperasikeun anugrah pangarti sareng anugrah hikmat.
Or we can ask that person.
Tanapi urang tiasa naroskeun jalmi eta.
What are they believing God to do for them right now?
Nya aranjeun percanten Allah nyageurkeun aranjeun ayeuna.
You know, I used to ask people, "Oh, you precious thing, I can what's wrong with you?"
Caderek terang biasana abdi naros ka jalmi-jalmi naon masalah anjeun.
What's wrong with you, dear?
Naon masalah anjeun sayang?
But I found if I did.
Abdi nimukeun upami abdi midamelna.
People started telling me about all the parts of the body that was affected.
Jalmi ngawitan masihan terang ngeunaan bagian badan nu keuna panyakit.
Oh, I've had this problem with my gallbladder for 40 years.
Abdi ngagaduan masalah kanung kemih salami 4 taun.
Oh, I've been having this problem with my liver.
Abdi ngagaduan masalah dina hate abdi.
Oh, I got rheumatism in my back.
Tongong abdi kena reumatik.
Oh, I got consumption in my lungs.
Abdi nyeri paru-paru.
And you can feel your faith just draining.
Saderek ngaraoskeun iman saderek ngalir.
Just draining right out your toes.
Ngalir kana ramo-ramo sampean saderek.
I don't do that anymore.
Abdi teu midamel naon-naon deui.
You know if it's faith, it's now.
Saderek terang upami ieu teh iman.
So I say, what are you expecting to receive from God right now?
Abdi nyarios ngarepkeun naon nampi ti Allah ayeuna.
Sometimes it's not the obvious thing.
Kadang-kadang ieu sanes hiji hal anu jentre.
You see, sometimes a person may come in a wheelchair.
Saderek terang kadang jalmi panginten cumping dina kursi roda.
And you think, oh, problem with legs.
Saderek mikir, oh ya masalah sareng sampeanana.
But maybe they're coming with headache.
Tapi panginten aranjeuna sumping ku nyeri mastaka.
Or diabetes.
Kencing manis.
So you find out exactly what they're believing God for right now.
Saderek neangan sangkan pas nah aranjeuna percanten ka Allah.
So you can meet them at their point of faith.
Saderek nepangan aranjeuna dina poko iman aranjeuna.
And ask the question to try to get a faith response.
Cara ngajukeun patarosan pikeun ngusahakeun nampi respon iman.
I like it when they say, I'm believing God for the total manifestation of the healing of my arthritis right now.
Abdi bunga waktos aranjeun nyarioskeun abdi percanten Allah pikeun manifestasi total nyageurkeun radang.
The moment you touch me, I shall be whole.
Kadarek ngarampa abdi bari sageur.
That's faith talk.
Ieu iman anu nyarios.
So we try to get that person to express their faith.
Abdi ngusahakeun supados jalmi eta ngungkapkeun imanna.
And we try to get him to express it in the realm of the now.
Abdi ngusahakeun midamel aranjeuna ngungkapkeun ayeuna.
I say, oh, you mean later when you go home.
Abdi nyarios, oh, saderek maksad waktos mulang.
Oh, no, now.
Oh, henteu ayeuna.
Now.
Ayeuna.
See, that's faith.
Tingali ieu iman.
I try to get him to express when they're expecting to receive.
Abdi ngusahakeun aranjeun ngungkapna upami miharep.
A lot of people don't expect to receive it.
Jalmi nu teu miharep nampi hiji hal.
I go to many churches.
Abdi angkat ka seureu di gereja.
Where every Sunday the same people come down.
Di mana unggal Minggu jalmi-jalmi datang.
For the elders of the church to lay hands on them or to anoint them with oil.
Baras para panatua gereja numpangkeun panangan ka aranjeunna tanapi ngolesan minyak.
Then they just turn around and go back to their seats.
Aranjeuna ningali teras salik deui.
Every Sunday, here the same people come.
Unggal Minggu di dieu jalmi-jalmi nu sami sumping.
They get oiled.
Aranjeuna diolesan minyak.
Go back to their seats.
Salik deui di bangku aranjeuna.
All that's happened is they're getting oily.
Nu kajantenan nyaeta aranjeuna janten minyakan.
Every week, same people.
Unggal Minggu jalmi-jalmi sami.
Same problem.
Masalah nu sami.
No change.
Gaya perubahan.
Folks, it's the prayer of faith that will save the sick.
Bapak Ibu doa teh ku iman nu nyageurkeun udur.
It's the switch of faith that has to be turned on to let the power of God flow.
Eta tombol iman nu kedah dihurungkeun kanggo ngantep kuasa Allah ngalir.
So I immediately get them to act their faith.
Abdi enggal nampi aranjeun lumaku dasarkeun iman.
When I lay my hands on them.
Abdi numpangkeun panangan ka aranjeun.
Now I want to get my hands on the part of their body that needs to receive that direct dynamite power to flow into them.
Abdi bade numpangkeun panangan ka bagian badan aranjeun nu perlu kangge nampi kawasa dinamit langsung ngalir.
So if they need healing in their ears, I put my fingers in their ears.
Pami aranjeun kedah nyageurkeun di cepil, abdi ngalebetkeun ramo.
Sometimes I lay hands on their shoulder.
Kadang-kadang abdi numpangkeun panangan ka tak-tak abdi.
I just reach out.
Abdi ngaluarkeun panangan.
They say, well, I've had arthritic pain in my shoulder.
Aranjeuna nyarios nyeri radang sendi dina tak-tak.
So I reach out and say a long spiritual prayer.
Abdi ngulurkeun panangan sareng ngadoa anu panjang.
I say arthritis.
Abdi nyarios radang sendi.
Go.
Tingkah.
Now raise it up.
Abdi bade ngagugakeun.
That's the way Jesus did.
Ieu tarana Yesus.
Be open.
Sing muka.
And I just release the power of God.
Sarta abdi ngan ngalepaskeun kawasa Allah.
Sometimes I just poke him in the stomach and say, go.
Kadang-kadang abdi ngan nyepeng patuangan aranjeuna.
Just be bold.
Wani wae.
And release the power of God in their body, the part of their body that needs healing.
Sarta lepaskeun kawasa Allah di bagian badan aranjeun nu ngabutuhkeun.
Now, if it's a personal part of the other of a person of the opposite sex,
upami ieu teh bagian pribadi jalmi nu benten jenis,
then I get my wife to lay hands on them.
Lajeng abdi nyungkeun pun bojo kang numpangkeun panangan.
Or I have them lay their hand on that part of their body.
Tapi abdi nyungkeun aranjeuna numpangan panangan pribadina.
And lay my hand on top of their hand.
Sarta abdi numpangkeun panangan di luhureun panangan aranjeuna.
Or if that's not practical, I just lay my hands on their head.
Mun teu kitu abdi numpangkeun panangan di sirahna.
But I like to get that power flowing directly into that part of their body that needs healing.
Abdi resep upami kawasa ngari langsung ka bagian badan aranjeun.
A lot of times people see miracles happen through a Joyce in my hands.
Tur jalmi ningali mujizat kejantanan ngalangkungan Joyce sareng panangan.
My wife Joyce ministers with me many times all over the world.
Pun bojo Joyce ngalayanan sasarengan di sakuliah dunya.
And people see all the wonderful miracles.
Jeur jalmi ningali sadaya mujizat anu ngaherankeun.
And they get to thinking, oh, greater is he that's in us than he that's in them.
Maranehna mikir nu ageung dina diri abdi tibatan anjeuna di maranehna.
No.
Teu.
If you've got Jesus in you.
Upami sadarek ngagaduhan Yesus.
If you've got the power of the Holy Spirit in you.
Upami sadarek ngagaduhan kawasa Roh Suci.
You've got the greater one on the inside of you.
Sadarek ngagaduhan anjeun nu langkung ageung.
And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Langkung ageung anjeuna nu aya di sadarek tibatan nu aya di dunya.
You've got exactly the same power that we have in us.
Sadarek ngagaduhan kawasa nu sami sareng urang.
It's just that we know where the switch is.
Anjeun kami terang di mana tombolna ayana.
And now you know where the switch is.
Ayeuna sadarek terang di mana tombol eta.
You know where that switch of faith is.
Sadarek terang di mana tombol iman eta.
We're bold.
Abdi wani.
Lay our hands on them.
Numpangkeun panangan ka aranjeuna.
Release the power of God to flow in.
Nalepaskeun kawasa Allah saporos ngalir.
Then as I lay hands and begin to speak the words of faith.
Atos abdi numpangkeun panangan sarta ngawitan nyarios cariosan iman.
I visualize the part of their body that needs to be healed.
Abdi ngabayangkeun bagian badan nu ngabutuhkeun cageur.
I see that healing taking place.
Abdi ningali nyageurkeun teh kajantenan.
I speak directly to the part of the body that needs to be healed.
Abdi nyaros langsung ka bagian badan nu dicageurkeun.
I don't say, oh Jesus, please heal them.
Abdi teu nyarios, Yesus tulungan aranjeuna.
I just say, in the name of Jesus.
Abdi ngan nyarios, dilebet jeneng Yesus.
I command those ears to be open.
Abdi merentakkeun sepil-sepil eta muka.
I speak a new pancreas.
Abdi nyarioskeun pankreas dibentuk.
And as I speak it in faith, I see a new pancreas being formed.
Abdi nyarioskeun ku iman, ningali pankreas kabentuk.
I focus my faith and I see a new eardrum being formed.
Abdi fokus kana iman sareng ningali kekendangan nu anyar dibentuk.
It is I focus my faith I speak directly to that part of the body.
Ieu teh fokus iman anu ku abdi dicarioskeun langsung ka bagian badan eta.
And move quickly and speak faith-filled words.
Sarta usik gancang sarta ngucapkeun cariosan iman.
And then another thing we must do.
Salajengna hal sanes nu kedah dipidama.
Is to keep our eyes open.
Nyaeta beunta.
Oh no, Brother Gil, our tradition is we close our eyes when we pray.
Oh henteu, Saudara Gil. Tradisi abdi sadayanya eta peureum waktos ngadoa.
You know, if Matthew, Mark, and John had closed their eyes every time Jesus ministered healing to the sick.
Saudara terang upami Matius, Markus, sareng Yohanes peureum unggal Yesus nyageurkeun udur.
There wouldn't be any miracles recorded in the New Testament.
Daya mujizat nanaon anu diserat di
They would have missed every one of them.
Anjeuna bade kaleungitan mujizat.
Their eyes would have been shut.
Aranjeuna peureum.
Jesus said, watch and pray.
Yesus ngalahir saksikeun sarta nanada.
You know, when we close our eyes, we get real religious. And we close our eyes because we're afraid nothing's going to happen. No, we watch and pray. We keep our eyes open because we expect something to happen.
Abdi ngantep panon abdi benta, lantaran abdi miharap hiji
hatagetenang.
Waktos abdi sadayanya gerken jalmi lulur.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then many times we find ourselves ministering to large crowds.
Keterasna ngelayanan riungan jalmi seur.
And many times there's just such an anointing to lay our hands on the sick.
Sering aya urapan kanggo numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi udur.
One time Jesus was teaching.
Atos Yesus nuju ngawulang.
And the doctors of the law and all those guys were sitting by.
Ahli Taurat sareng sadaya jalmi nuju caralik.
And suddenly it said, and the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick.
Ngadadak dicarioskeun kawasa Gusti kanggo nyanggeurkeun udur.
You see, the power of God was always in Jesus.
Kadadak terang kawasa Allah sok aya di lebet Yesus.
They were all trying to touch him because the power of God was flowing into them and healing them all.
Lanjeun ngusahakeun nyabakna kuasa Allah ngalir nyanggeurkeun aranjeun.
We learn to move in the anointing of the moment.
Tapi urang diajar maju dina urapan harita.
Sometime the anointing came upon Jesus to preach.
Kadang urapan dongkap waktu Yesus khotbah.
Sometime to teach.
Waktu Yesus ngawulang.
Sometime to cast out devils.
Waktu ngusir iblis.
Or to sit down and talk one-on-one with the woman at the well.
Waktu saliknya rios, ka istri di sakat sumur.
But when the anointing comes to minister healing to the sick.
Waktu urapan dongkap, kangge nyagir kenjalmi udur.
I like, when I'm ministering to a large crowd, I like to move very quickly.
Waktu nuju ngalayanan kumpulan abdi mage gancangan.
I want to lay my hands on as many people as I can as quick as possible.
Abdi hoyong numpangkeun panangan ka seureuh-seureuhna jalmi nu enggal.
Sometime we're ministering to thousands.
Kadang ngalayanan ribuan.
And you start down the line.
Saderek ngalayanan sadayana.
Power of God is just flowing.
Kuasa Allah ngalir.
Deaf ears opening.
Nutorek janten ngadangu.
Blind eyes opening.
Nulolong bisa benta.
The lame are walking.
Nulumpu lempang.
In Colombia, South America, there was 100 people came out of wheelchairs in 20 minutes.
Di Kolombia, Amerika Selatan, 100 jalmi keluar tina kursi roda waktu 20 menit.
At times like that, you just move quickly.
Dina waktu sapertos eta saderek kendah.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to you.
Mas perak teu aya di kaula, naon boga rek dibikeun.
In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Demi jenengan Yesus Kristus.
Rise up and walk.
Sarmapa.
Rise up and walk.
Bugaran mapa.
And they're just coming out of those wheelchairs.
Aranjeun kaluar ti kursi roda.
I tell you, there's just such an anointing that comes in those times.
Asian terang saderek aya urapan.
But there's always some little saint.
Tapi sok aya santo alit.
That wants to stop you.
Hoyong ngeureuleunkeun urang.
And to give you an organ recital.
Masihan patunjuk ngeunaan badan anjeun.
Tell you about every organ in their body.
Masihan terang organ badan anjeun.
Let me explain, Brother Gil.
Hayu urang terangkeun, Sir Gil.
Oral Roberts has prayed for me.
Oral Roberts tos ngadoa ka abdi.
Reinhard Bonnke has prayed for me.
Pichan Bonnke geus ngadoa ka abdi.
Gil Osborne prayed for me.
Osborne geus ngadoa ka abdi.
Oh, Catherine Kilman prayed for me.
Catherine Hairman geus ngadoa ka abdi.
Oh, Brother Gil, the doctors say I'm going to die.
Sederek Gil, dokter nyarioskeun abdi beris maot.
I tell you, people will rob your faith.
Jami bade ngarampas iman saderek.
The devil wants to convince us. Oh, this one's going to be hard for God.
Iblis hayang ngayakinkeun urang teh teu tiasa.
I tell you, folks, all things are possible with God.
Masian terang Bapak Ibu sadayana mungkin keur Allah.
And all things are possible to those who believe.
Kadaya hal tiasa keur aranjeunan.
I'm a believer and not a doubter.
Abdi teh jangan percantan sana
saya. And so I want to move quickly and don't let people rob my faith.
Abdi hayang gerak cepat sarta tongan tep jalmi ngarampas iman.
And then I want to move in bold action.
Abdi hoyong gerak jadi wanian.
I believe in being bold.
Abdi percanten janten wanian.
Jesus was bold.
Yesus wanian.
Peter and John were bold.
Petrus sareng Yohanes wanian.
I tell you, Paul was bold.
Paulus wanian.
I believe in being bold.
Abdi percanten janten wanian.
Faith without corresponding actions is dead.
Iman teu dibarengan ku lampah eta teh mati.
If it's faith, I'm just going to act like God told the truth.
Pami ieu iman, abdi bade bergerak sapertos Allah nyareoskeun beneran.
The man at the pool of Bethesda.
Pamaget cekat balong di Bethesda.
Jesus said, "Oh, you poor man."
Yesus ngalahir, "Oh, jalmi nu hina."
I'm so sorry for you.
Kami ngarasa kaduhung nempo maneh.
Oh, so he laid hands on him.
Numpangkeut pananganana.
But our Father who art in heaven.
Nyeuna nyareos nu naman uling di sawarga.
No, he said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk."
Teu hudang sarta leumpang.
Speak boldly.
Singwanian.
He said to the blind man.
Nyarios ka nu lolong.
Go wash in the pool of Siloam.
Indit, kumah di balong Siloam.
He spit made clay and put it on his eyes.
Anjeuna nyiduh, diadukeun sareng taneuh sarta dioleskeun ka nu panonna.
Wash in the pool of Siloam.
Kumah di Siloam.
Why did he do that?
Nah, anjeun mun mulai.
He said, I only do what I see the Father doing.
Kami ngan migawe naon ku aman dipigawe.
All you got to do is listen to what the Father's doing.
Kada dipidamel nyaeta ngadangukeun naon ku aman dipidamel.
May not make a bit of sense.
Ieu teh teu masuk akal.
But whatever I see myself doing through the operation of the word of wisdom, I just do it.
Naon bae nu katingal dipidamel ngalangkungan karunia hikmat ku abdi dipigawe.
Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand.
Yesus ngalahir nu kempreng acungkeun leungeunna.
Just stretch forth your hand.
Acungkeun.
A lot of times we are praying we get to a wheelchair.
Sering pisan abdi ngadoa nyaketan kursi roda.
And we stop.
Abdi lireh.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Oh, ieu bari sese.
Oh, we start praying those long spiritual prayers.
Abdi ngadoa nu panjang.
Everybody gathers around and prays and prays and prays and prays and prays and prays and prays.
Ngumpul sakudeungeunna ngadoa.
I've never seen anyone come out of a wheelchair in those conditions.
Moal ningali jalmi kaluar tina kursi roda di dieu.
It's always with a bold command.
Ieu sok ku hiji parentah nu wani.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to you.
Mas perak kami teu boga, tapi naon wae rek dibikeun.
In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Di lebet Yesus, hudang jeung leumpang.
Turn on that switch of faith and let the power of God flow.
Abdi muter tombol iman ngantep kawasa Allah ngalir.
Take him by the hand.
Jepeng panangan.
I don't lift him up.
Abdi teu ngangkat.
The power of God lifts him up. I just steady him with my hand and let the power of God flow into him.
Kawasa Allah anu ngangkat teu abdi ngan nyepengan ngantepkeun kawasa Allah ngalir.
Then I say, come on, let's take a walk.
Abdi nyarios, hayu urang mapah.
Let's go for it.
Urang mapah.
In the name of Jesus.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just move boldly with confidence.
Maju ku kawani jeung kayakinan.
Now many times when we're ministering healing to the sick.
Sering waktos urang nuju nyanggeurkeun udur.
We have to get the doubt and unbelief out of the room.
Urang kedah ngusir jalmi nu cangcaya teu percaya kaluar.
But you know there's times when I minister healing to the sick.
Kadarek terang waktos abdi nyanggeurkeun udur.
And I obey the words of Jesus.
Abdi taat kana carosan Yesus.
And I'll tell you the truth, I don't see a bit of change.
Abdi masihan terang bebeneran teu ningali perubahan sakadikeu ge.
But I know this.
Tapi abdi terang.
Jesus told the truth.
Yesus nyarioskeun bebeneran.
He said if you lay your hands on the sick and let the power of God flow through them in faith.
Upama anjeun numpangkeun panangan kana udur ngantep kawasa Allah ngalir dina iman.
They will recover.
Anjeunna bari sageur.
He didn't say when they would recover.
Nyarioskeun iraha bari sageur.
Sometimes I look, no change.
Kadang abdi ningal, teu aya perubahan.
But Jesus said they're going to recover.
Yesus
nyarios bari sageur. As long as they keep their faith alive and let the power of God that I released into them to keep flowing in their bodies.
Sapanjang ngajaga supaya iman aranjeunna hirup, ngantep kawasa Allah karanjeunna terus ngalir ka badan.
A little over a year ago, I was in a large restaurant that a friend of mine owns in Texas.
Pinten sataun nu kapengker abdi aya di restoran rerencangan nu lega di Texas.
His night watchman was a great big fellow that used to be the bouncer. He used to be the bouncer in all the clubs around town and the big fella.
Nu ngajar gaweunginan nu garendut nu biasana sok jadi tukang teungeul di klub-klub di sakuliah kota.
And I tell you he was a great a big muscular fella and everybody was afraid of him.
Otot-ototna galede sareng unggal jalmi sieuneun.
But one day he was up on a high truck, automobile carrier, and he fell off and landed on his back.
Hiji dinten manehna aya di luhureun truk barang, anjeunna geubis sarta tonggongna cedera.
His back was broken way up here.
Tonggongna potong.
Almost completely severed his spinal cord.
Mesa daya sarap tulang tonggongna kena.
He was totally paralyzed from there down.
Anjeunna lumpuh total di bagian handapna.
The doctor said he'd never have any feeling in the lower part of his body again.
Dokternya rios bagian handapna mati.
He could move his arms and get into a wheelchair and get around, but he had no feeling or any muscle control in the lower part of his body. And he was the watchman in my night watchman in my friend's restaurant. Very large restaurant would seat hundreds of people.
Restoran anu ageung pisan nu asup pasaratus jalmi.
So one night he came in early and I was sitting eating dinner with my friend.
Hiji wengi anjeunna dongkap langkung awal abdi nuju calik neda sareng
darantang. And he says, "Come here, I want to introduce you to the man who wrote that book that I gave you."
Yap, ka dieu bade ngenalkeun pameget anu nyerat buku ieu pasekeun ka anjeun.
God's promises for your every need.
Yang jala pikeun kabutuhan saderek.
So he came over and he was telling me what my book had meant to his life.
Anjeunna nyaketan masihan terang kumaha buku mangpaat keur dirina.
And how he and his wife had been reading the book.
Kumaha anjeunna sareng istrina tos maca buku eta.
And he said, I'm going to ask you to pray and minister healing to my body.
Anjeunna nyareos abdi bade nganuhunkeun ku pidoana nepi ka cageur.
And so right there in the restaurant,
Karta pasti dia di restoran,
my friend and I laid hands on him.
Abdi sareng rerencangan, abdi numpangkeun panangan ka
dia. I felt impressed to tell him before we laid hands
abdi
on him.
Abdi ngaraos hoyong masihan terang anjeunna. Satu acana numpangkeun panangan.
And ministered healing to him.
Nyageurkeun anjeunna.
But Jesus said,
Terar Yesus ngalahir,
when we lay hands on him in faith, the power of God is going to go into his body.
Waktu kami numpangkeun leungeun ku iman, kuasa Allah asup ka manehna.
And sometimes a miracle takes place.
Kadang mujizat kajantenan.
And instantly there is a manifestation, a full manifestation of healing.
Harita kene oge aya ngawujudna.
But I said more often and many other times when we lay hands on the sick.
Abdi nyarios langkung sering. Numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi.
And release the power of God to go in.
Lepaskeun kawasa Allah pikeun lebet.
That a healing begins in the body.
Nyageurkeun di lebet badana.
It may take 5 minutes.
Tuhu waktos 5 menit.
5 hours.
5 jam.
5 days.
5 dinten.
5 weeks.
5 minggu.
But as long as you keep thanking God and believing God that that power is at work within you.
Sepanjang saderek teras muji syukur ka Allah, percanten ka Allah yang kawasa nuju didamel.
That power will keep working.
Kawasa eta bade teras ngadamel.
So we're gonna lay our hands on you and release the power of God to flow into you.
Abdi numpangkeun panangan ka saderek, ngaleupaskeun kawasa Allah ngalir.
So in the name of Jesus we laid hands on him right there in the restaurant.
Di lebet jenengan Yesus, abdi numpangkeun panangan anjeunna di dieu.
We spoke in faith.
Abdi nyarios dina iman.
We commanded the back to be healed.
Abdi marentakeun tonggong cageur.
We commanded the spinal cord to be reconnected.
Abdi marentakeun saraf tulang tonggong cageur.
All the nerves to be restored.
Sadaya urat saraf dipulihkeun deui.
The brain to transmit normal signals to the muscles.
Otak ngadugikeun sinyal-sinyal normal ka otot-otot.
And the organs in the lower part of his body.
Organ-organ di bagian handap.
We just turned on the switch of faith and let the power of God flow into him.
Abdi ngahurungkeun tombol iman ngantep kawasa Allah ngalir.
But no change.
Tapi teu aya perubahan.
He was still paralyzed.
Anjeunna masih lumpuh.
No feeling.
Teu tiasa ngarasa.
But I said, you just keep thanking God.
Abdi nyarios teras muji syukur ka Allah.
Because the power of God is flowing in you.
Antaran kawasa Allah nuju ngalir di lebet anjeun.
That was on a Friday night.
Eta kajantenan dina Jumat wengi.
The next day came, all day Saturday.
Janten salajengna Sabtu.
No change.
Gaya perubahan.
But he woke up Sunday.
Pianjeunna gugah dina dinten Minggu.
Late in the morning because he had been up all night as the night watchman.
Rada laun dina enjing wengi lantaran anjeunna parantos jaga wengi.
He woke up.
Anjeuna gugah.
And he realized he had feeling.
Anjeuna sadar, anjeuna tiasa ngaraoskeun.
He had feeling in his legs.
Anjeuna tiasa ngaraoskeun di sampeanana.
He threw back the covers and threw his legs over the side of the bed.
Anjeuna ngabalangkeun simutna sarta turun tina langgam.
He stood up.
Anjeuna ngadeg.
Hadn't stood up in years.
Mang taun-taun teu ngadeg.
And he began to walk.
Anjeuna ngawitan mapah.
And he called my friend up at the restaurant.
Anjeuna nelpon rerancanganna abdi di restoran.
He said, I'm coming over, I got something to tell you.
Anjeuna nyarios abdi bade dongkap bade nyaksikeun.
By then the restaurant was packed out with people, you know, Sunday after church.
Arita restoran pinuh ku jalmi-jalmi saderek terang dinten Minggu kabaktian.
And all those religious people.
Sadaya jalmi anu ngagem agama ieu.
All of a sudden the front door banged open.
Jug-jug pantep bayun didobrak.
And in walked this man.
Sameukeut ieu lebet.
And he's jumping and screaming.
Anjeuna luncat ngajererit.
And hollering, he said, I've been healed.
Ngagorobok bari nyarios abdi tos dicageurkeun.
I've been healed.
Abdi tos dicageurkeun.
And he says, I can not only walk, I can run.
Abdi tiasa mapah sareng lompat.
And he took off running back and forth that long restaurant.
Anjeuna lompat ka ditu ka dieu.
He ran out the back door and ran around the restaurant and came running in the other door.
Anjeuna lompat ka panto pengker ngurilingan restoran ka panto sanes.
Walking and leaping and praising God.
Mapah sarta luncat bari muji Allah.
He had held fast his confidence.
Anjeuna tetep yakin.
He didn't turn loose of his faith.
Teu kalengitan imana.
He kept that healing power working within him.
Teras percanten yen kawasa nyageurkeun dina dirina.
We're not to cast away our confidence.
Urang tong nyingkirkeun kayakinan urang.
In the book of Hebrews we're told to hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
Dina kitab Ibrani urang dipasihan terang kanggo tekun dina iman.
Cast not away your confidence.
Kirkeun kayakinan urang.
I just believe when I lay my hands on the sick.
Percanten upami abdi numpangkeun panangan abdi ka jalma udur.
When you lay your hands on the sick.
Kaderek numpangkeun panangan ka jalma udur.
The power of God will flow in.
Kuasa Allah baris ngalir karebet.
It may be instantaneous results and that's a miracle.
Dina panginten waktos eta oge sarta eta teh mujizat.
Many times it's a healing and a progression begins to take place.
Jeur ngalangkungan kajageuran sareng kamajuan ngawitan kajantenan.
When Jesus ministered to one man and had problem with his eyesight, he was blind and he ministered. He says, well, what do you see?
Waktu si Yesus ngalayanan kanu lolong, anjeuna ngalayanan sarta nyarios naon nu katempo.
Oh, he said, well, I see men as trees walking.
Abdi ningal jalmi aranjeuna leuleumpangan tapi jiga sapros terangkalan.
It was still kind of fuzzy.
Masih suram.
So Jesus laid his hands on him again.
Enten Yesus numpangkeun di pananganna.
And the work was complete.
Namaran eta gereng se.
But whether it's instantaneously or over a progression of time.
Nah, sarita tanapi bertahap.
When we must stand in faith and believe.
Urang kedah ngadeg ku iman.
And just be supernaturally natural.
Cara supra alami.
Just let the power of God flow.
Antepkeun wae kawasa Allah ngalir.
Everywhere we go.
Ka mana wae urang angkat.
The power of God will flow.
Kawasa Allah baris ngalir.
A lot of times people think, oh, the power of God can only flow in church.
Pikirna kawasa Allah teh ngantiasa ngalir di gereja.
Or in a crusade.
Dina bangunan rohani.
When we get the atmosphere just supercharged.
Urang nampi atmosfer panas.
One time my brother brought a friend of his up to our home in the mountains.
Di waktos pun lanceuk nyandak rerencanganna ka rompok di gunung.
And he and his wife were he was a doctor, a chiropractic doctor that adjust people's backs.
Anjeuna sareng istrina, dokter spesialis tulang tonggong.
But this man had one leg that was shorter than the other because his back had never been adjusted right.
Tapi salah sahiji sampeanan pameget eta langkung pendek. Lantaran tonggongna can merenah.
So he asked us to pray for him.
Janten anjeuna nyuhunkeun didoakeun.
And my brother said, "Oh no, we've got to wait."
Lanceuk nyarios. Oh, henteu urang kedah ngantosan.
And he said, "Can we sing a song first?"
Biasa urang pupujian heula.
So I sang a song.
Abdi nyanyikeun hiji lagu.
And he said, "Could we sing another one?"
Urang bade nyanyikeun lagu nu sanes.
And then he said, "Oh, could we sing another one?"
Biasa ngawih deui nu sanes.
About 10 songs later.
10 lagu salajengna.
You could feel the sparks flying out of the end of your fingers.
Sareng tiasa ngaraoskeun percikan kaluar ti tungtung ramo.
My brother says, "Now."
Pun lanceuk nyarios.
Now is the time.
Ayeuna waktos.
So he sits him down in the chair.
Ngadegkeun dokter dina kursi.
Holds his legs up.
Sampeng sampeanna ka luhur.
Check the length of his legs.
Mariksa panjang sampean anak.
Sure enough, it was so many centimeters shorter, about one inch shorter than the other leg.
Sebeberapa sentimeter langkung pendek.
My brother gets down and said, "Oh, Heavenly Father."
Pun lancek dongko serta nyaris kerama di sawarga.
In the name of Jesus.
Di lebet jenengan Yesus.
And he starts praying this long religious prayer.
Jeneng ngawitan manjatkeun doa nu panjang.
He's got his eyes shut, and my friend had, and his friend had his eyes shut. Everybody had their eyes shut, but Joyce and I.
Anjeungna rerencangan anak jalmi seueur pareureum iwalti Joyce sareng Abdi.
And nothing was happening.
Tarta teu aya nanaon nu kajantenan.
All of a sudden, we look out of our eye, and our cat is coming down the stairs.
Dak lumada kami ningali hiji ucing anu nuju turun tilung tangga.
Nobody knew the cat was there, but Joyce and I.
Gaya nu terangin iwalti Joyce sareng Abdi.
The cat runs across the room and leaps into the air.
Di tengah langkungan rohangan sarta luncat.
This man was sitting there holding onto that chair and eyes tightly shut.
Pagetieu nuju caliknya pengkorsi sarta panona peureum.
Oh, this is going to be a hard one for God.
Ieu baris jadi hal nu hese pikeun Allah.
My brother had his eyes shut in the name of Jesus.
Pun lanceuk panona peureum dilebet jenengan Yesus.
And here comes the cat flying through the air.
Katahari ta ucing luncat.
He lands right there on Dr. Langdon's legs.
Ucing muragna pas dina sampean Dr. Longga.
My right tries to catch him, but it was too late.
Pun bojang usahakeun newak eta ucing tapi terlambat.
She grabs the cat and the cat runs back upstairs.
Ucing eta luncat ka luhur tangga deui.
And we break out laughing.
Abdi doan seuri.
And the instant we break out laughing,
waktos abdi doan seuri,
the leg just shoots right out.
Sampean eta nembe tumuwuh ka luar.
And my brother said, "Did you feel that? Did you feel that?"
Pun lanceuk nyariosna anjeun ngaraoskeun.
He says, "Yes, it's like the power of God hit me right there."
Anjeunna nyarios sapertos kawasa Allah keuna ka abdi dinten ieu.
And we haven't told him to this day that it was the cat.
Kami teu masihan terang dinten eta aya ucing ragrag deunya.
Folks, we don't have to get some big religious atmosphere going.
Kaderek urang teu kedah nampi atmosfer kesalehan.
We just need to walk around being supernaturally natural.
Urangan kedah mapang nguriling secara supraalami.
Just believing that Jesus told the truth.
Sedangkan bae yen Yesus nyarioskeun babeneran.
When he said we'll lay our hands on the sick.
Anjeunna nyarios kami rek numpangkeun leungeun ka nu gering.
And they shall recover.
Aranjeun baris dicagerkeun.
These precious gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to flow through you.
Anugerah Roh Suci nu berharga yeu bade ngalir ngalangkung.
The healing power of God is going to flow through you everywhere that you go.
Kuasa nyagerkeun Allah bade ngalir ngalangkungan saderek ka mana wae.
And Jesus is going to be working right with you.
Yesus baris ngadamel sareng saderek.
You're going to be supernaturally natural.
Saderek bade wajar ku cara supraalami.
You're going to do the works of Jesus.
Saderek bade midamel padamelan-padamelan Yesus.
Everywhere that you go.
Kamana wae saderek angkat.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.